when it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
The Be Inspired Show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a bit of hurt.
A inspiration.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women, cats and dogs, obviously they still exist out there, you know, and like they say, a dog is a man's best friend. So welcome back to another epic, fantastic episode on Right Here on XFM. This is the Be Inspired Show with your one and only, the Gentle Moon. I repeat, I'm the Gentle Moon. If you see curious what it means, stay tuned, hang in there. Eventually, I will explain what Gentle Moon means. You know, even though I've been saying this for a while, but actually I will explain it. I just haven't had the time to do it, but I will explain what gentleman means. Obviously everything has a meaning. Okay, so anywho, welcome to the Be Inspired Show, and I hope everyone is doing good, everyone's doing great, everyone's doing awesome. And yeah, you just gotta in life, what I can say is that you gotta keep pushing. Okay, so let me technically we have a guest speaker in the house. But before I let him introduce himself, let me explain to you what we will be talking about today. The topic for today is called being professional. Now, what I mean by being professional, I mean in everything you do, whether you are a soccer player, a netball player, or a NFL player, which is called football in America, whether you do rugby, whatever career you're in, be a professional, you know. Because the reason why they say you are a professional is because you know things that other people don't. you spend some quality time and you have a lot of experience, you know. That's what it means to go pro. That is what it means to be professional. That's what it means to be the best in what you're currently doing. Whether it's athletics, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a physician, whether you are a teacher. I'm not being specific of here. What I'm saying, whatever you do, be professional. Because otherwise, if people say how professional you are, they'll be attracted to you. You know, they will want to be your fan, should I say, you know. So whatever career you're in, whether you're an artist, I mean, not all of us can draw, I won't lie to you. Some of us can't draw. Okay. What are you seeing? Some of us cannot sing. But obviously what I'm saying is, whatever you're doing, whatever perspective of career you are doing, be professional at it. Whether you're a pastor as well. You know, preaching is not as simple as it seems, but it is actually. But what I'm saying is, be professional. Be professional. Being professional is very simple. In other words, you spend quality time in what you're doing. You get more experience in what you're doing. You invest your whole life or your whole career or whatever you want to say into that specific thing. Because the more experience you have, the better you become. The more practice you put in, the better you become. I mean, Ronaldo didn't get where he is right now by staying at home. I heard that Cristiano Ronaldo was the first in the pitch, on the pitch, not in the pitch. Yo, he was the first on the pitch before, during training, and was the last to leave, you know. That's what made him become as good as he is right now. He was the first and the last to leave. Why? Because he put in the time, he put in the experience. Why? Because he loved what he was doing, and he became the best, you know. He won 5 Ballon d'Ors. Obviously, Messi has 7, but he won 5 Ballon d'Or. You know, the thing is, for me, I feel like the difference between Messi and Ronaldo is that Messi has talent. Ronaldo is very hardworking. he's extremely hardworking, but he's a good player. You know, and then you have a player like Ronaldinho, which I like, because that guy plays, he has talent, all right, in my opinion. But obviously, those guys were professional in what they were doing, because they loved it, and they invested more time on it, and they had more experience on it, you know. You cannot expect a person who started playing soccer now to a person who's been soccer for 25 years. There will be a very big gap between those two. But now, that's our concept, in my opinion, of being professional. So, like I said, before I explain the topic, that we have an amazing guest speaker in the building. You know, I'm going to let him introduce himself. He's going to share things about what he does. Well, this is professionalism. And he's not let the audience know who he is exactly. So I'm going to give him the platform right now, and it's all yours.
Good afternoon to the listeners around the world, wherever you are. Good afternoon. If it's in the morning, good morning. If it's in the evening, good evening. Simpiwe Morris Ngwenya, that's my name. Staying in Tafantein, Johannesburg South in South Africa. I'm Simpiwe. The name that I have for myself is, I call myself the Black Messi. The Black Messi. Though it's not worldwide known, though a few people know about it, but the Black Messi, probably you will know about me sooner than you think. I'm a football player, or a soccer player, if you can say. I'm a soccer player, and yeah, that's it.
Wow, okay, that is fantastic, as you heard from the Black Messi. That's not coming from now, the Black Messi. So, as you heard from Black Messi, as you said, he's a football player. So I just have a quick question, though. What got you into football?
What got me into football is that I love football.
You love football, same here, you know. But I don't play it, I just watch it.
Yeah, we just watch it. I love football, and I did not start like 10 years back. I started when I was like 4 years, according to my mom.
Oh, okay.
I started for like when I was like 4 years. And it's not like I'm a hardworking person, no. It's just my talent. It's in me. I was born with the talent, so yeah.
Hey, fantastic. I feel like I was coming to watch you play soon, you know. Well, you said you're born with the talent, so me, I want to see it.
You will.
Fantastic. Okay, guys, you heard it from the Black Messi. That's his name now, the Black Messi, you know. You know Messi, and then you have the Black Messi right now. Okay, from South Africa. The Black Messi, right on the Be Inspired Show. Wow, this is fantastic. Okay, so Mr. Black Messi, thank you for the introduction. So we're going to jump into our first song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to continue interviewing the Black Messi, who is a football player, you know, in South Africa, obviously. We get to know more about him and which teams he plays for, obviously, when we come back, right? So our first song of the day is by Luke Wareham, Honor You Lord, and we're going to see you after this.
How great are the wonders of our God. Oh, his mercies never fail. How good is he? He saves, oh, he rescues, he redeems, oh, his grace sets captives free. How good is he? Grace, all the beauty in his face.
you. And should our hearts fall silent, the rocks would cry aloud to honor you, to honor you.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, and whichever pet you have out there, welcome back to the Be Inspired Show, right here, the Gentle Moon. Obviously, before the ad break, or should I say, before the song played, you know, we were introduced to the Black Messi in the building, okay? So the Black Messi is here and interviewing the Black Messi. He obviously calls himself the Black Messi for good reason. As he said before the song, he's talented. So I just want to get, to know more about the Black Messi. So, first question to the Black Messi. What is your training schedule like? Training schedule.
Okay. My training schedule.
Yeah, training schedule. Like, do you train every day or once a day or how does it go?
Because I have the talent, I train every day.
Okay.
Every That's single fine. Day. Mm-hmm. I prefer training like, okay, there is a normal training where we go teams and stuff. As a team, we train. Mm. But because I'm eager, I have the passion for soccer. Like, I love it. So, like, I wake up every single day at 3:30 a.m.
3:30 a.m.
Wow. And I'll be like there, jogging, making sure that I'm fit, like so that when I go to the training or to the gym, I remain the best as I am.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's fantastic. Eh? 3:30 a.m. Yo, some of us that time is just snoring, but okay. That is fantastic, bro. That is fantastic. Oh, okay, 3:30 a.m. Wow. Okay, someone's looking at 4 at least, but you know who. That's fantastic. Now, second question, Mr. Black Messi. Who is your superhero and what have you learned from him?
My superhero. You know, it is what I'm going to say to you may make others wonder or it may make others think something else. But I don't have a hero in soccer.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Okay, why not?
I don't I know Ronaldo and Messi, they have the Ballon d'Ors, they have the Golden Boots. They are the best. I'm not saying they are not.
Yeah.
They are the best. I've watched many of their videos, so they are great at what they do, but there's no one who, like, motivates me in that kind of a way.
Really?
The funny thing is that the person who motivates me is, like, not playing soccer. Seriously? He doesn't even know how to kick the ball.
Yeah, who's this? I'm curious.
And the person is Muhammad Ali.
Oh,
that guy.
No, that guy's a legend.
He's a legend. Mm. What made me to like look up to him was like there was this other interview that he was having. He was like, because I'm a boxer, I'll never tell you to go box. Go do your own talent.
Mm-hmm.
That is what, yeah.
From the legend himself.
From the legend himself.
I'm the greatest. Okay, cool. So obviously, do you play for a club?
Currently, yes, I can say that. Yes, I am playing for what do you call this club? Sporting.
Sporting?
No, Sporting, yes.
Yeah. Is it down there? I think I know where it is, but I think I know you're talking about.
Yeah, it's Sporting, yeah.
Yeah. And how's it going? Is it going good?
Yeah, it is going good. I can say. But the thing is, you know, everyone's crying about it and everyone is looking for it, which is the money and stuff.
So, okay, I see. Okay. But now, as a player, a soccer player, for playing for Sporting, which is great, how is your working relationship with your coach?
My working relationship with my coach is, like, fantastic. The coach loves me, loves the talent that I have, so it's not a big deal. So it is currently okay.
Oh, so you guys have a nice communication there happening.
Yes, we do. We even have the, what do you call it, the soccer team, but, you know, the soccer players keep on changing the name every day, so...
They keep changing the name. So from one name to another name, they're confused. They don't know which name to take.
So we don't know which name to take.
But it's going great, right?
Yeah, it is going great. Ah. It is going great. When you're talented and you love whatever you're doing, like, there's no stopping you.
Exactly.
There's no stopping you, even financially, like, it won't stop you.
Wow.
Like if you have the goal and you keep, the aim is to keep pushing.
Exactly.
And keep on putting more and more effort each and every single day. As I told you, 3:30 a.m. I'm there outside. I know it's cold for some. They'll be like, yo, this guy, but yeah.
But yeah. You did.
Yeah, hard work pays.
Yeah, well, true. You know what I'm saying? No, I think it's what I like about you, man, is that you have a vision, and you know what your vision is about. You know, you know exactly what you want. You know, and you're staying with it no matter the circumstances that life will bring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, you see, someone said, who's this Pele? Not Pele from Brazil, that old man.
Yes.
He once said that there are players who play football because they want cash. Now, and then there are players who play football because they love football, like he did. Because he says that there's a difference, because you can see how they're playing, you know what I'm saying? Because you can see if this person is playing football because he has to, or this person is playing football because he wants to. You get what I'm saying? Because if you look at Pelé's life, I feel like he played football because he loved football. You know, that's why he became king of Pele. But you know, that's Pele. So I feel like you also be the same, because you love the game. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a player that I know, him and Maradona, that I feel like they love football. Because when the country lost, they cried tears. You know, you know, because they know that's love for the game. They're not playing for it. They're not playing because they want to make. They did make money, but I'm saying that's not the first priority.
Yeah, they loved it.
They love the game, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like those kind of players are the ones that actually push and make a difference, you know, in the football.
Yeah, in the football, right.
In the football world, you get what I'm saying? But yeah, that's just my opinion. So, you know what, with that, let's just jump into our second song. Because that was awesome. I mean, I'm inspired right now. You know, your vision, bro, it's fantastic. So our second song of the day is called Here With Me. It's my piano vibes. So we're going to see you after this.
Your love want to find out how I made it. They can't believe it, now I'm better. If you're here with me, Father, who can be against me? Who can be against me? If you're here with me, Father, who can be against me? Who can be against me? Yeah. Now and forever, your love covers me. Your love covers me. Your love covers me. Now and forever, your love covers me. Your love covers me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my piano vibes. For those of you who like my piano, do you like my piano music?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, fantastic. So at least. Alright, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Okay, so what is the most important thing to you as a soccer player?
The most important thing to me as a soccer player. That's one question. Okay.
Tough one, huh?
Yeah, it is a tough question.
Okay, so now you're thinking right now.
Okay, I did not expect it, but the most important thing to me as a soccer player is to pass on the motivation to others.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you, like Muhammad Ali, as I referred to, he did box, but he also motivated others. Not to box, but to passion in whatever they want, you see. So, like, I, as a soccer player, I don't want to just end being a soccer player and being the best in whatever I do. It will make me happy for one child to look after me, to look up to me and be like, oh, there's this guy, Black Mercy. He's great. Like, yeah, I look after, like, he's my motivator or whatever you will call it, inspire or whatever it is. But, like, that is the most important thing for me. It's not money. I won't play soccer for money, no.
You love this game.
I love soccer. Like
I can tell through your passion for it, you know.
It's like my everything. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. The thing is, with people who do things because they love it, you can see the enthusiastic in them.
Yeah.
You can see how passionate they are for it, you know. And obviously, and the thing is, they even do more than they usually do for that thing, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, well, moving on, what does your daily diet look like? Daily diet, you know. And the thing is, obviously, if you start playing, you must keep fit.
Yeah, must keep fit, yes, I know.
Yeah, so now, what's your daily diet?
Okay, daily diet, I wouldn't say I have.
Yet.
I don't think I have a daily diet, but mostly, it's vegetables, yeah.
Oh, you eat vegetables?
Yeah, mostly it's vegetables, because, like, for someone who's eating meat and vegetables, when they're in the ground playing soccer, they are completely different.
Really?
It's completely different. For someone who's eating meat, meat takes time to digest, and hence the proteins of meat, like, they take time to, like, go in one's body. And that is why you'll see most players, they are tired before even the 90 minutes game end or before the halftime, they're already tired.
Is it?
Yeah, it is because of that.
I never knew that.
But to someone who's eating like vegetables and stuff, he is quite stronger than the one who's eating meat and stuff. Because meat will make you fat. I know it is nice, it is good, but it will make you fat. Vegetables will make you fit.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you don't play soccer, so you don't know about this, you know. So you don't know about a player's diet. But all I know is that always, as a player, you need to keep fit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You need to be able to run on a pitch for 1 hour and a half. You know, it's 90 minutes. So, obviously, to run up and down like that, it takes energy. So, especially if you play a full match from, you know, from first half to second half, you're playing, not even getting subs. So you gotta be fit, you know what I'm saying? Because I want you to run up and down, you know. But yeah, I don't like to, okay, I watch football. I'm a huge football fan, you know. I support teams like Real Madrid. And in English Premier League, I support Chelsea. In local Sundowns, do you support any teams? Or,
yeah, I do support teams.
Like who?
Barcelona, you know Barcelona.
Barcelona, yes. Yeah. Robert Lewandowski is doing too much, right? He's doing a lot. Okay, okay. Oh yeah, Black Mesa, obviously. All right, I'm thinking. Where did this come from, Barcelona? Okay, nah, get you. Okay, fine. Besides football, do you play any other sports?
Besides football, there are a lot of sports that I play.
Oh, really?
There are a lot of sports that I play. Okay, it's running. I don't know whether I can put it under athletics or something like that. It's in athletics, yeah. Oh. Then there's cricket.
Okay.
Then there's, I love basketball, but because I'm short.
I got to say.
So Messi's short, I'm short, the black Messi, it makes sense, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, technically that makes sense. But, no, so nice. That's good. So you play other sports as well besides football. Okay, that's nice. No, okay, I tried cricket once. You know, it was in bed until the boy hit my face. So yeah, that was not good. And that boy is very hard. You know, so he gave me a dumb tip. But you know, that was a long time ago. So cricket, yeah, I tried that sport before. But no, the fact that you play other sports, it means that you really like sports. You know, you enjoy sports. You know? Do you watch any other sports besides soccer? Like, you know, your MMA, your UFC, wrestling. I don't know.
Yeah, wrestling, yeah.
Wrestling.
I watch wrestling, boxing, UFC, is it UFC?
UFC, yeah.
Yeah, I watch that, but I will never go there.
You'll never go there?
No, I will never go there, no.
Is it? Mm. I wouldn't blame you, that sport is dangerous. It's not dangerous, but it just takes a lot of training and also dedication and love.
I don't have the dedication, neither the love or the passion for it, no, I'm just fine.
Nah, I get you. Okay, fine. Now, before we end this off, here's my last question to you. What advice would you give to youngsters out there who also want to be a professional soccer player?
To the youngsters who want to be a soccer player, I'll advise them to keep pushing, to keep training, to work even harder in whatever sporting, team they are in.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever sport, in whatever team they're in, I'll push them. I'll tell them to make sure that they push harder. Even though you know other players, they lose focus when they get the praise.
Okay.
When they get the praise, when someone tells them, "Utah, you are the best in whatever you do," then they just sit, they just relax.
They relax. Huh?
Yeah, they don't push as they did before.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, and to some. Some other players like me, basically me now, I started playing soccer like when I was still young, but I also got the sponsors from different, sporting activities that they were like, come to my team and stuff, but because of our parents, then we're like, school's first, soccer will see it after school, so, I'll say listen to your parents because that's the first blessing you get, but keep on focusing. Be focused on your dream. Like, if you love soccer as I do, so like I'll advise you to like focus on your sporting and train even harder and push yourself. If you don't push yourself, no one is gonna push you, so just keep on pushing yourself.
Wow, okay, now that was inspirational, you know. Masoka play himself. Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, so for everyone who heard that, I hope you're inspired, because I'm inspired. Even though I don't play soccer, I feel like I want to play soccer right now. But so whoever needs that, I'm hoping that you take it in, because obviously I can tell based on his enthusiasm, based on his tone, based on his passion that he actually loves football. And the fact that you mentioned that you listen to your parents, you know, hey, that is a good advice, because hey, not a lot of people listen to their parents, you know. but anyway, you should listen to your parents. Even the Bible says listen to your parents, obviously.
Yeah.
You must obey. So you listen to your parents, because obviously they know the best. Obviously, they love you, obviously. But no, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Technically, I'd like to thank you for coming to the Being Inspired Show. And hopefully you're going to come back again when you're playing for Orlando Pirates or Sundowns. I don't know, maybe you go to Chelsea or Menu or, I don't know, or Barcelona even. Yeah.
Yeah, but if things go right, next year I'll be playing for Kaizer Chiefs. According to plans, it's fine.
Serious?
So, like, expect me. So.
I must come back, man. You must come back with the players, yeah. bring the whole squad, yeah. Even the coach, whatever his name is. Bring the whole squad, yeah. You know, say going to be inspired show right now. You're going to inspire everyone. But no, if you do make it, I'm inspired by you, because obviously what you're doing is great, you know. And technically, to be honest, I am rooting for you, you know. All I'm saying is that we live in a world where things happen. So whatever you do is don't let life circumstances pull you away from your vision. You get what I'm saying? Don't let life circumstances pull you from your dreams, you know. Because life circumstances will always come and go. They will only be permanent if you let them stay.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
you. The only point is always say, but they always come and go. Just don't let life circumstances pull you away from your dream, because that seems to happen a lot, even football.
Yes.
Like this other guy called Lukas Podolski.
Mm-hmm.
Good player, but life sentences came and pulled him out from soccer, and now he was selling ice cream. But anywho, so all I'm saying, don't let life sentences come pull you away from soccer, you know.
Yeah.
Don't let it do that, because if it does, it's one thing to go, this another to come out and go back again. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you look at David Beckham, I like him too much. If you look at his story,
yes,
you know, if it's the way he started, things, I'm running out of time. But I want to tell you what David Beckham was. Him, what I like about him is like his story, his life in football is kind of an inspirational. There was many years ago, I think 90 something, I'm not sure, okay, 90 something, where he caused England to lose the World Cup because he missed a free kick or penalty. Now, the country was so angry at him that they actually burnt his T-shirt. Like, they made a crow, and they put his number there, and they burnt his T-shirt. That's how much the country did not like the Beckham. He came back to football, and he trained and trained and trained. 3 years later, in the World Cup, he helped England win the World Cup. They get what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is this, he never let life circumstances determine his passion and love for football. You get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah, but that's just... I hope you get it, but yeah, that's just my opinion. But thanks for coming. Well, hopefully we'll see you again when you play for Kaizer Chiefs, you know, watching you on SABC 1, the channel in South Africa. They're saying, Laduma! You know, they say Black Messi. We'll be hearing about Black Messi in Kaizer Chiefs right now, you know. But hopefully, don't end it. Just because you achieve career chiefs doesn't mean that there should be a limit. You can go abroad, you know, you can go to England if you want to. You can go to Spain, to Barcelona if you want to. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can end it. Quick thing. There's this player from Atletico Madrid. They call him Ronaldo. Mm. He's originally from Mozambique. I promise you. His name is Ronaldo.
Okay.
They found him in Mozambique, and Atletico Madrid bought him.
Wow, that's great.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my point is, if that can happen to him, it can happen to you as well. You know, because I think Madrid saw potential on that young man. You get what I'm saying? And Madrid is not a small club. It's really quite big.
It is a big club.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if they can support talent like him, because he was not even in South Africa. He's literally in Mozambique.
Mm.
This is where they spotted him. Whoever club is, but I didn't even know he existed. I didn't know he existed until he came to Madrid. He's number 23, I think, named Ronaldo. They're funding in Mozambique and now it's like Madrid. So opportunities do come. Because I understand one thing. Even coaches overseas to watch local football. Why? Because they're spotting for young talent.
Yes.
You know, all I'm saying, just because you reached there, you know what I'm saying, and like you said before, you know, just because now you've, just because now people are recognizing you, doesn't mean that you should relax. You know?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and another African player that I like, George Weah, very old player.
Mm-hmm.
He was a player in his country, played for, he played in overseas, and now he's the president of his country.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm just saying, so I'm saying, see, there's so much you can do. Just don't let your success limit you.
Yeah.
There's a lot that the world can offer. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But anywho, thanks for coming to Be Inspired Show. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself and I'm gonna see you again when you play with Kaizer Chiefs. So as a gentleman, as I always say in the Be Inspired Show, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. I'm gonna leave the last song here. It's called God's Warrior. Pray for me and I'm gonna see you next time. Cheers.
Share a thought with us, send us your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Activision on our WhatsApp line, 084-628-6060. Radio has never been better.